I would say this is Simon Bird. I'm the currently Director of Education for Lac La Ronge Indian Band. I hail from South End, Saskatchewan. What we call Wapatigochoano, the narrows with the current in the language, and you break it down. And I acknowledge the hard work that the men of the North are doing. I'm here by invitation, and certainly on behalf of the families and our staff members and our students of Lac La Ronge Indian Band Education, with the fact that we have recently experienced a peak of how drugs and alcohol have impacted our students and our families. And I'm here to not only bring attention to that very fact, MAGA, I just wanted to bring a highlight and to maybe encourage with just a small story. I remember my grandmother. She was not a very tall lady, but to me, she was always 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot. In all reality, she couldn't have been taller than 5 feet. And because of this, the way she managed her house, she had a zero tolerance for alcohol coming into her house. And for that thing that she did, many of us today walk a sober path. Many of the grandchildren and many of her kids. You know, sometimes we don't acknowledge the women in our culture enough times. But when we do, we acknowledge and we see and we permit that natural order of things for our matriarchal society to kick in, and all those old teachings of how much of a change and how big of a difference one person can make. And I highlight that fact for those that might be seeing more than their fair share of drugs and alcohol coming into their communities, coming into their houses. If you're thinking that, you know, if only I had a vehicle, if only I had a nice house, if only I had a grade 12 education, if only I had a post-secondary education. You know, my grandmother barely spoke English, did not go to school, had a home in the community, but her very neighborhood was impacted for the sheer stance of standing up against alcohol, saying no to anyone that was trying to bring it into her house. Yes, you didn't learn to mess with old ladies like that, and yes, you can be one of those people that can have that reputation. If you walk into my house, you better be sober, and if you're not, you better turn around. That kind of attitude is built within us as a people, and I ask that you stay encouraged that the answer to the very changes that we need in our communities is within us, is within our past, and we just need to focus on that and stop paying attention to those people that say, you know what, I'm a First Nations person, my family is this or my family is that, and this is who I am. If you know, it's really, really not the case. We as a culture, as a people, we surpass the days of welfare, we surpass the days of being colonized in a way that we are led to believe we have to depend on other people to be strong. But if you look back to our elders, I look back to our family members, that answer is within us. So on behalf of Men of the North, that I sit here as an invited guest to present this message on, and say, Agamidamuk, you know, stay the course, be strong, and never give up. Hi, thank you very much. Tinige.